The Shia this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein family. The Nishma Shainville Bas Reb Yaakov Shmuel Olive Shalom. The yard site was Chof Aleph Teves. Shkach to Hashiv for coming.
It's always a schus. Baruch Hashem. His emissin is I never gave a psicha to Masechus Avodah Zarah in my life. I don't even know how to give a psicha to a whole Masechta, especially such a complicated Masechta like Avodah Zarah. But I figured I know someone, an Alter Freund, who actually gave a psicha to Masechus Avodah Zarah, so I figured I would steal his Torah. That Alter Freund is none other than the Rambam. And he gave, believe it or not, a psicha to Masechus Avodah Zarah. And what's really unusual is that it's mamish not in the gedder of the Rambam Bechlal. That a whole perek aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah should be devoted to that psicha. Because Hilchos Avodah Zarah be'etzem starts with perek beis. And I would like to learn with you taka perek beis halacha aleph, because that explains the purpose of the whole psicha. Meanwhile, the psicha teaches us many other inyonim, which we can't go into because we won't have the time. But the psicha is a very, very rich psicha, full of inyonim. The Rambam at the bottom of page 2, that's the first sheet. The Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. And again, I repeat, this is where Hilchos Avodah Zarah actually begins, the halachas. Ika hatzivui ba'avodas koychovim. Shaloi lavoid echod mikol habruim, loi maluch, loi galgal, loi koychov, loi echod me'abo ha'yesoidois, loi echod mikol hanivroim mehem. V'af al pi sheho'oived yoideya. Af al pi sheho'oived yoideya. Shashem hu elikim. V'oived hanivro hazeh al derech sheovad enosh v'anshei doiroi tchilo. Harei zeh oived kochovim. V'inyan zehu sheizira toro olo v'omro pentisa inecho ha'shamayimu v'ro'isa sa'shemesh v'sayoreach v'chulu. Ashachola Kashem Elokecho Isom Lecholo Amin. Kloima, Shema Toshut Ba'ayin Be'ein Libcha. The eye that is in your heart. It means it doesn't have to actually physically lift his face, L'Shamayim. Toshut Ba'ein Libcha Tira She'elu Hein Hamanhigim Es Ha'olam. Ve'heim Shachola Kashem Oysom Lecholo Oylam Liyos Chayim. Ve'hoivim Ve'einam Nifsodim. Kimin Hoge Shalolam. These things do not disintegrate. They're always there. They were there thousands of years ago, and they're going to be here forever. Pasuk says, "Vo'ido b'ames ha'shamayim v'sa'oretz ma'shamayim v'oretz kayomim lo'ila hazinu ha'shamayim v'adaberu v'sishmoretz imrefi." So the Rambam says that's the source of the toast. The toast is things disintegrate. They don't disintegrate. Vice toast that they are made of some spiritual matter and something that deserves to pay attention to. Because Hashem chalakosom liyos chayim v'hoivim ve'enam nifsodim kimin hagoy shalaylam. But toimar, and because of that, you will say shalroi lishtachav islohem ulo evdom. Ubiinyan azet siva v'ama isham luchem pen yiftelavavchem kloimash leititu behiru alev lavoid elu liyos silsu beinechem uvein habayre. This Rambam is a yesoid mutzak in all of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says several very important akudas. Number one, he says that the reason it pasuk tells us Hisham lechem pen yifta levavchem, what is the pitui halev? What kind of pitui halev can there be? But person could say Hisham lechem that the Ribono Shel Olam should tell us Hisham lechem that you'll worship Eitz V'Heaven, because the kasha is meichateisa that a person should start worshiping Eitz V'Heaven. It makes no sense. Be'etzem Avodah Zarah, to worship, to bow down to a stone, to a rock, and say, you're my koyach. And in fact, the Novi makes constant chayzik of it, l'moshel. The Novi says that he takes a piece of wood, chetzio he throws into the oven to make his food, to heat up the oven to bake his bread, and the other half he bows down to, and it's making litzonos. How could it be that the same piece of wood, that part of it I burnt myself in the oven to warm myself up or to heat up my bread, and the other half I can bow down and that's my getchke, and I'm a gafif, menashek, and I'm a chabedit, and I'm zayveach to it, and I'll look at the zach. Makes no sense. Because that's takadalitzonah. So the Rambam says, that kind of avodah zarah be'etzem is very rare. And that's not how it started, and that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam is worried about. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not worried about a substitute for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Cholila doesn't exist. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is not worried about the person who turns an Eitz V'Even into a god because of some whim, of some fantasy. So thus, the Ribbono Shel Olam created tremendous koichos, the sun, the moon, the stars, v'chulei. And these are the forces of the universe, and they provide us with our sustenance. Without the sun, everything would be dead. And memela, we regard the sun and the moon as having divine koichos. Where do those koichos ultimately stem from, even for that Oved Avodah Zarah? From the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Rambam says, that Hashem is Elokim, and he's Oved the Nivra. He's Oved that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, al derech she'avad enosh v'anshei dor etchila. And that he described ba'arichus gedoyla in the first perek. The first perek serves as the introduction to perek Beis Halacha Aleph, to explain that Yesod is a historical Yesod. It's not like Avodah Zarah was something that we discovered or that the Eibishter discovered about us, starting with Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai is simply creating the dinim, the halachas, the codification that's necessary for Avodah Zarah. But the etzem inyan of Avodah Zarah started b'mei enosh, and the threat of Avodah Zarah b'ikar, according to the Rambam, is dafka while retaining the supremacy of HaKadosh Baruch. So l'chayra, what do we call this? We call this shituf. We call this shituf. V'shatev shem shamayim v'dover ach. Now, before we go to the Rambam's psicha, I just want to point out something, and that is a kasha of the B'kiveg. The Rambam, the Gemara, let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara is in Masecha Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, on the same page 2, page 3. Right here, below. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Il Molei Vav Shebehe Alucha, Nischaivu Soineyem Shal Yisrael Kloya. If it wouldn't be for the fact that He'alucha is in the plural, that's what he means, Vav. It's not the Vav. It's the fact that He'alucha is He'alu Aysacha. He'alu means in the plural. So who is He'alu? You only have an Egel in front of you. There weren't several agolim. So what's the egel he'alu? So he says that he'alu refers not only to the egel, but it refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. He also took us out of Mitzrayim. He and the egel. Asher alucha. Zokta Rabbi Yochanan. If it wouldn't be for the fact that it's in the plural, if they would have focused, in other words, exclusively on the egel, and they would have said, this is the egel that took you out of Mitzrayim, then Klal Yisrael wouldn't have a chance. Nischaivu soneim shal Yisrael means b'nei Yisrael. Kloya, complete extermination. So the Gemara says, ketanoi, acherim oimrim, ilma livov shebe'alucha, nischaivu soneim shal Yisrael kloya. So this is already an earlier statement which Rabbi Yochanan is repeating. Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, to that acherim, v'aloi kol ha-mishatev shem shamayim v'dova acher, Neka min olam, shenema bilti la Hashem levado, elamat talmud loy masheh alucha sheivu elohus harbe. Very shveri Gemara, by the way. But the Gemara seems to be saying that if the fact that it's in the plural, they should still be mechayev kloya according to Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Why? Because they're meshatev shem shamayim together with the egel. So vasas to ufketan. And the Marsha says, of course, saying the egel only is worse. It is worse and it isn't worse, because you see, you can't sustain the egel idea. The moment that you bring in the Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe you could sustain it. And therefore, in a way, that's worse. In other words, what I'm saying is, the Esken Amol Zayin, the Marsha says, Avadigavis, if you think only the egel is God, that's for sure worse. But the question is, why should anyone think that way? So the Shituf reinforces our ability to believe in the egel. So in a sense, that's worse. Aber wie es only sein, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, how could you say that they're not nischayev kloya for shituf? Avada gevis. It says, zoyveach lo lehim yocharam, bilti la Hashem levada. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So the Pasuk tells you, befavors, Zayveach Lelehim Yocharam, Bilti Lashem Levada. So if it's not Levada, if it's what? If it's Shituf, so they should be still Bechayiv Kloyo. So what's the accomplishment? He also is Maskim, Lucha Oira, that Asheha Lucha is a plus. But what's the plus, Eibaze? It's not the Shituf. The Shituf is not a plus. Nekam in Oila. So what's the plus? The plus is She'ivu Elohus Harve. So the Marsha Harve is to explain this line of Ivu Elohus Harve. They desired many gods. That's the Shituf. That's the problem. How is that the solution, if that's the problem? Zok de Marsha. The bottom of page 3. Yiga devadei lekuli alma koyfe beiko gogat fei v'chayiv kloya. Ella, the Rab Shimon ka'amad the kolam meshativ shem shemayim v'davahachet ahenu haman mebishniyos nami chayiv kloya v'nekam in oilon. Ella ma talmud loy ma'asher alucha devadei aminu benimtza ulekach loy neku. Ella she'ivu le'aloyus harbe v'omru. This is his hesber in the Gemara. She'echod hanimtza nosan koyach le'aloyus v'koychos rabim. Ozav Hashem es ha'oretz, ve'elu ha'koychus ve'eloyus yiyu manhigim ba'oretz. V'chein kosav ha'rambam, she'zedas rabim me'oivde avodezor she'oivde mo'isom, she'oimrim she'nitna ha'anhoga bi'yodom. V'alder ze yesh l'chavim ma she'oma Moshe, re'ya to'omer el ha'alas o'ma ze. Moshe Rabbeinu is using that idea of re'ya to'omer Eli, says the Marsha, as an explanation that you're making the people mistake, the same mistake that they made with the ego. What was the mistake with the ego? They thought that the Ribbono Shel Olam is too big. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down. Is a siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah and then he disappeared. He has better things to do than to worry about Klal Yisrael. Now that he's going to make Moshe Rabbeinu the manik and he's not going to be Moshe Shechina B'Soichem, it's not going to be exactly that. They'll come to that same conclusion all the time. Zokta Marsha. V'alderech zeh yesh l'chavim ha'shoma Moshe re'ya to emeh elai. To me, Moshe ha'alas ha'amazeh. Debo Moshe l'isnatzel ba'adom. He's coming to excuse them. Shoma Moshe l'akadosh brochu shereyato emeh elai ha'alas ha'am. V'kavonoscho sheto mamid oisi l'manig lohem. Then came toliso ha'al yobi. Kayoitze ba'zeh kivnu Yisrael sh'omu ha'sheh ha'lucha. Sh'ato nasato loy koyach l'ha'alos u'lemanig ba'almo. V'loy kivnu klal avodosoro u'lishatev shem shamayim v'dovar acher. V'doik. So what's the Marsha saying? The Marsha is saying that everyone is masking that Asher Elucha is the solution. It saves them from Kloya. Why? So one man, the Yoma, seems to be saying, because all they were doing was Meshatev Shem Shemayim B'Dover Acher. But Reb Shimon Yochai says, how can you say such a thing? How could you say such a thing? Vaistois was not a strong enough argument, which L'Choir, it makes perfect sense. They should give up. Acherim should yield. Then how is Rabbi Yochanan repeating it later? Vice dois that Rabbi Yochanan was not masking that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's taina was perfect. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself says that you can't say that it's shituf because shituf is a veach lalehim yocharam. Eibazei, what is Asher Elucha saving them? So the Marsha's masbir that Asher Elucha saving them because when they made the egel, they had what I would call, instead of a horizontal understanding of Shituf, a vertical understanding of Shituf. What do I mean? It means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is number one and less man the Polik is the only one on top. That's it. So they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they also believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that they cannot understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bother with us. You know, the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, the very famous Ramban, so he keeps talking about how those Nisim and the flows speak about various Yisoidis and Aramun and Hashem, including Ashgocha, Shgocha Pratis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bother with the power, has to bother with the Bnei Yisrael, even though Halol Avdei Avodah Zarah. He has to be interested in the nitty-gritty. So does the Ribbono Shel Olam really care if I wash my hands in Tilas Yadayim? Makes no sense, L'chayah, on the surface. The M'loi Chol Ha'aretz Kvaydei, that we say Kadosh. After we say all the things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Kadosh. That he's removed, he's really beyond us. So they went one step further. He's so beyond us that he's not interested in us. It's Yitush Kodmach. So if Yitush Kodmach, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam care? So that's part of our emunah. Aber the kfira in that emuna is not a kfira in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's actually a peculiar elevation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is a kfira. But from that, you have to ask, so who's the manik? So who's running the show? So you could answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left everything for Hefker. Da'iv De'eva Dezara said, no, that's not Shayach. That's not a good boss. They should leave, and he should leave everything for Hefker. So what did the Ribbono Shel Olam do? He appointed Misharsim. And the Misharsim have control over things. In other words, they can decide, they can determine our destinies. So we have to behave. So we petition them, we ask them to intercede on our behalf, we ask them to determine the success of our panasa and the happiness of our lives, v'chulei v'chulei. This is the shituf of the Avodah Zarah that Reb Shim ben Yochai is maskim to, and he says that, says the Maharsha, is not real Avodah Zarah. That's not real Avodah Zarah. Interessant. He writes that it's like what the Rambam says, Shesedas Rabbi Me'ovde Avodah Zarah, and then he says it's not Avodah Zarah. So the Teretz says, no, Avada Givis, it's Avodah Zarah. Vertical Avodah Zarah is also Avodah Zarah. Why? Because if you believe that Ribbono Shel Olam left, that's Kfira, that's an Apikoros. But if you believe that now these Misharsim have those Koiches Elokim as a result, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. So what's the difference between Reb Shimon ben Yochai? Why isn't that Zoyvech Olim Yocharam Bilti LaShem Levadai? What's better about it? So the answer is, because Vinisht V, you're not making anyone equal to Hashem. So Avadetz Avodah Zarah. But it's not the kind of Avodah Zarah that's Mechayiv Klal Yisrael Klal Yominei Obey. That's what he's saying. The Dosed Atayich from the Maharsha. Avadetz Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Now, Eibazei, Shituf Meshatev Shem Shamayim V'dover Acher, that the Gemara is talking about, it's doch clear that we're talking about Zoyveach Lolehim Yocharam. They quote this pasuk. And Memela, there's no shaila that this is Chayiv Misa, and this is a Geder of Avodah Zarah. It's very interesting that the Rambam mentions this Chazal beferish. Kol Meshatev Shem Shamayim V'dover Acher, Nekar Min Ha'olam. And he speaks about it in a very strange place, and not in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam speaks about it in Hilchos Shavuos. Look in the middle of page 3. But also, Rambam in Shavuos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. For also Lishava Bedova Acher Im Shmoy. It's also when you take a shvua, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah, just like there's an isur shvua sheker shvua shav. When there is a chiyuv to be nishba bebezdin, and you're going to take a shvua, there's a chiyuv and a mitzvah sasei to be nishba b'shem Hashem. Azei zokta in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. And then the Rambam says that when a person is taking such a shvua b'shem Hashem, he's not allowed to mention any other koyach or person or inyan together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm taking a shvua b'shem Hashem, and that, he says, is an isur. V'osu lishova b'dova ache im shmoi, v'chol ha-meshatef dova ache im shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvua, ne'ekah min ha'olam. He adds the words b'shvua to the chazal, which don't mention anything about a shvua, and he says the same words, ne'ekah min ha'olam. Clearly it's that chazal. And he continues, she'ein shami she'roi lach le'kloi kovoi, she'nishboim b'shmoi elo echad baruch hu. In the first halacha, the Rambam says, that's what's the inyan of b'shmoi tishaveya? That we have to give that covet, that we want to be ma'ames, our words, and take a shvuah that we're telling the truth, then we do it by giving covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're doing it in the name of Hashem. So that chiyuv, to give covet to Hashem, lehefech, if you give covet to any other kayach force or person or inyan, then you are actually debasing Hashem's covet by being mishatif with somebody else. Of course, the Mefarshim all ask, and this is not our inyan at all, the Radvaz and many, many Sfarim. And there's a Shtikal Arichus on the Pasuk Zaveach Lelehim Yacharam of the Torah Tmima about petitioning other Koiches and being Meshatev Shem Shamayim and Shvua Chei Hashem V'Chei Nafshecha, right, and so on and so forth. And they all give Teirutz. But this is not our inyan. My question is, How did the Rambam take a chazal that speaks about Nekam in Olam and quotes the Pasuk Zaveach Lohim Yacharam, which is a Chi of Misa, Yacharam, and speaks about Shvua and doesn't mention it anywhere else? And in Shvua, it's not Yacharam. The Rambam didn't say Shenemar Zaveach Lohim Yacharam. The person who asked this question, if you look in the Likutim in Shvua, is Reb Kiva Egan. Kivega says, Eini Mavid. How does the Rambam bring this Chazal, which is a Chi of Misa, and is not talking about Shvua, and he brings it Dafka by Shvua only? A Mizrach Yedach, that what the Rambam was doing, first of all, you have to explain the Rambam, and then you have to explain the Gemara and Sanhedrin according to the Rambam. So let's start with the first Nakuda. There's a Gemara Masechah Sukkah, page 4. Very famous Gemara. I bring first the Mishnah, Perek Daled Mishnah Hei. Vayis Hayoyim, right? Makifin es HaMizbeach Shiva Pamim. Shana Rabba, they will makif the Mizbeach 7 times. B'shas Piti Rasam, when they left, Mahein Oimrim. Yoyfi Loch Mizbeach, Yoyfi Loch Mizbeach. Rebbe Leza Oimer, Lekha V'loch Mizbeach, Lekha V'loch Mizbeach. Zok the Gemara, B'shas Piti Rasam, Memhei Omed Beis, the Gemara says, B'shas Piti Rasam, Mahein Oimrim. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? How could Rebbe Leza say, Lekha V'loch Mizbeach, Hakom Mishtatev v'Mishtatev Shem Shamayim v'Dova Acher, V'Tanya, Chalom Mishtatev Shem Shamayim v'Dova Acher, Lekha Min Olam, Sh'Ne'ama Bilti La'Hashem Levadoi. Zok the Gemara, no, that's not what was meant. You're not binding them together and making them equal, Mishtatev Shem Shamayim v'Dova Acher. Because you mean different things when you're mentioning Hashem and when you're mentioning the Mizbeach. What are they? So he says, Hochi Ka'ama, says the Gemara. L'ka anachnu maidim, u'l'cha to the Mizbeach anu mishadchim. L'ka anachnu maidim, u'l'cha to the Mizbeach anu mekalsim. Zokt Rashi, maidim shu elokeinu. V'loch anu mishadchim, sh'ata chovib l'faneinu l'chapel alinu. Maidim lav loshin haid, elo loshin toida, Shana Maidim by Fulai Kaifrim. So Maidim doesn't mean thank you either, Taida. It means Haida, like Vidui. In other words, we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we also appreciate the Mizbeach's role. That's what it means. So Memele, there's no Shituf whatsoever. And Vaistois that the Lashon, you could, if you hear it, make a mistake, but that doesn't matter because Hoylach Basa HaKavona. So HaKavona is that. So Memele, there's no Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'Dovach. So Vilich Vissen Einzach. When the Gemara is the question, L'cha, right, L'cha V'loch Mizbeach, L'cha V'loch Mizbeach, is Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'Dovach, what did the Gemara have in mind? That these people are saying Kfira? That these people are Ovdei Avodah Zarah? This was the Minhag in Yerushalayim, the Tzadikim. We're talking about Tzadikim. The Rambam says in the Simchas Beis HaShoevo, only the tzaddikim danced. These are tzaddikim. There's nobody that's choshish that they have such hasagas. So what's the problem? The problem is in the Oishprach. In other words, the Gemara here is not the same as the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Never mind that they quote the same pasuk and they have the same chazal. Chatnish Tzitan, I'll explain that in a minute. Bezis Hashem. But what the Rambam got from this Gemara Sukkah is that Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'Dova Acha is possible in two completely different ways. The Yisoid Adova that they're quoting the Gemara, Zoyveach Lolehim Yocharam, quoting the Pasuk in Mishpatim, is Avodah Zarah. It's Shituf. It's Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'Dova Acha, Eila Elohecha She'eluch HaMeretz Mitzrayim. It's the Egel and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that's the Machloikas Achayim with Reb Shim ben Yochai, that Reb Yochanan is quoting the Shita of the Achayim. But the Gemara in Sukkah is Rochek Minei V'loi Miktsase, because the Gemara is talking about Tzadikim who have not the slightest intention of any form of Avodah Zarah. And they certainly are not worshipping the Mizbeach. Who's worshipping the Mizbeach? It's not even in the Lashon. So what's the Pshat? That they consider the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the covet of Mizbeach, Bechoda Machta Machtinu, that itself is a chesaron in Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'Dova Acher. Because Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'Dova Acher wears two hats. It has two completely different meanings. The one that you learn from the Pasuk Zaveach L'Elohim Yocharam is take only avodah zara. But the nekam in the olam that you're giving cover to another koyach besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bevas achas, that deserves itself to be nekam in olam. It's a melitza. Like, you know, zaychel olam abo, this is nekam in olam. So what's the pshat? So the Rambam learned from the Gemara in Sukkah that they attack it to din. So the din of zaveach olim yocharam is avad only avodah zara. But the Rambam doesn't quote the pasuk zaveach olim yocharam in Hechashvuas. He just says nekam in olam. It's a nishtrichtik. It's a terrible thing to do. How do you compare Kadosh Baruch Hu's cover to anybody else's? But where did he get it from? The answer is from the Gemara in the Sukkah. That the Gemara in Sukkah can bring the same nekuda as the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a raya that they teach the Meshatef in two different ways.
Why is it only in the context of Shuras?
So the Rambam, that's not a good question. Basically, the Rambam learned that it's not, like, why should there be another context? So Enoch Hanavi, here you have another context. So in this context, Lamaisa, they didn't change the Lashon. You know, they said, Medach Hashtem Vos Mement. In Shvua, there's nothing to talk about Vos Mement, because the very fact that's within the Shvua, more than Shem Hashem, is a problem. And that's why he doesn't have to say anything about Shvua. Shvua is a Dover Poshet that Meshatev Shem Shemayim, the Dover Acher, can't be explained. So the Gemara could never give any teirutzim that this means this and this means that. Interesting that the Mefarshim that talk about all the cases where you find in Tanakh and in other places, that there seems to be a combination b'shvua, they all have to give teirutzim. Like, you know, if you separate it with you and you, you know, instead of saying Hashem v, you say la Hashem v'la. So you're already separating it. Etc., etc., like two shvuas. Chneis nisht, abaviyah zol nisht zayin. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, by shvua, it is no excuse, no teretz. But be'etzem, it's the idea of the Gemara and Sukkah, is memela. I think that's how you have to fanfare. But the kasha is a different kasha. Where does the Rambam say the etzem yisoid? All right, so he has a derivative yisoid, like the Gemara and Sukkah has a derivative yisoid. But where is the Zaveach Lalim Yocharam Nekam in Olam? The Teretz is, it's all over the Rambam. Because the Rambam is saying that that's the Taich of Shituf. That the Ika Avodah Zarah is Shituf. If you ask me why he didn't bring the Pasuk Zaveach Lalim Yocharam, Veisachnish, because the Rambam learns that it's Layil Lachalim Achem Aponah. You know, it's not a problem. This is the main Avodah Zarah. So Dafachnish bringing Psukim from Mishpatim. There's 100 Psukim in the Torah that Asar Avodah Zarah. So he brings whichever one he wants to bring, that's the Makar, and the rest of them are just repetitions of that Isra Avodah Zarah. But the Ika is, see, if the Ika Isra Avodah Zarah was not Shituf, then I would have a problem. So where does the Rambam bring Shituf? But when the Rambam in Perek Beis, let's go back now to Perek Beis Aloch Aleph, the bottom of page 2. Ikar Hatzivui, I can't emphasize enough, Ikar Hatzivui Ba'avodah Zarah. Crystal clear. So if it's Hashem Elokim, so what's the pshat? So the answer is the Rambam doesn't care if he's worshipping Hashem and the Malach or the Galgal or the Koychov, or he's so convinced that Hashem is Azav Hisaretz that there's no point in bothering with Hashem because he's not there anymore. He's not listening to you. He's in the ultimate spheres. They're missing in Kabbalah all over the place that you can't. Nefesh HaChaim, when he starts talking about Hashem and bringing Zayar after Zayar after Zayar, the Nefesh HaChaim, and all the Hechef in Yonim, and all the Olamas, he tells you befeirish that the real essence of the Ribbono Shel'olam is so removed from us that we have no hasoga of it bechalal. That whenever we talk, we don't talk about that because there's nothing to talk about. So they just went one step further, Kivayochel. They said, "Ey bazei taka," the Ribbono Shel Olam has removed himself completely. So that's the Avodah Zarah, where it looks like he's only worshipping the idol. But the only reason he's only worshipping the idol is because his Haidah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fakrumt, but he believes completely in Hashem. So the Rambam said, "Be'etzem, it's always Shituf. That's the Ikat Sivri Avodah Zarah. It's always Shituf. It doesn't matter if you're including Hashem or you're excluding Hashem, but you believe in it. It's always Shituf." is Mamela, the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere specifically Mishatev Shem Shomayim V'dova Ach, except in Hechashvus. Tapela de Gezach. So what is this Makar that the Rambam says Ikot Sivu Avodah Zarah? So he felt it necessary to write a whole Hakadoma to Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It's unheard of. There's nowhere else in the Rambam. Sometimes, like by Hilchas Chanukah, could be made by Shenin. We don't know what the story is because there's no sefer like Megillas Esther. So he's going to tell us the story. So he spends two halachas telling us what the story of Chanukah is all about. But we don't find that b'derech klal. Every once in a while, the Rambam tells us a little Musar Hashkofa, usually at the end of a set of halachas. But at the beginning, he should devote an entire perek. It's unheard of. So what's the pshat in them? So the Rambam tells us, in this perek, he tells us Givaldika Yesoidis about Avram Avinu, Givaldika Yesoidis about the Masaira of Avram to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yankov. He tells us Givaldika Yesoidis about Levi, that Levi was not just one of the Shvatim. He was the first and foremost of the Shvatim in Limud HaTorah. In fact, Levi was appointed as Rosh Yeshiva, and as the Rambam says, Eloshin, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over the Masayra Ki Yedativ Asher Yitzav as Bonavas Besa Achrov. So there has to be a Shoimer HaMasayra. The Ribbono Shel Olam is very excited with Avraham Avinu, that he gave over a Masayra. That Masayra which Avraham Avinu gave to Yitzchak and Yitzchak gave to Yaakov needs to be preserved. Now you have Shvatim, you can have a Klal Yisrael. So who's going to be the Shoimer HaMasayra? So the Rambam says that Levi was created to be he was given the task to be Shoimer HaMasayra, and that he was mitzavah all the other Shvatim, that they should defer to Levi, that there should be a Mamuna Acha Mamuna in the Doiris from Shevet Levi, that he should be the one who's Shoimer the Masayra. It's a Pelet de Gezach. And this is all from Medrashim. They ended up in Mitzrayim. And when they came into Mitzrayim, another tremendous yesod of the Rambam, that by the time they came into Mitzrayim, they were la'alofim or vavois, and this became an umma yoda'as es Hashem. It's a meridik loshon. Umma yoda'as es Hashem. Look at the loshon of Rambam. In the, like two-thirds of the way down in page 2. Look at the line, it's maybe a little more than two-thirds of the way down, where it says, V'Yakov Avinu. You see it? The line begins, V'Yakov Avinu. V'Yakov Avinu limeid bon of kulam, v'hivdil levi, lashon havdol, oz hivdil eshevet halevi. He says, hivdil levi, Yaakov Avinu was ma'avdil levi, already. U'minei u'roish, v'yeshiva b'yeshiva l'lamidach Hashem v'lishma mitzvah savrom. V'tziva es bon of, shelo yafsiku, Mibnei Levi, Memune Acha Memune Kadesh Loi Tishokach Alimut. Vahoya Adoba Hoylechum is Gabe Bibnei Yaakov Ubenilvim Aleyem. The Nasis Ba'olam Umo Shehi Yoidas Es Hashem. According to the Rambam, Bishivim Nefesh Yodu Avisenu Mitzrayma is not Bishivim Nefesh Yodu Avisenu Mitzrayma. It's Bishivim Nefesh plus all the unhangers, all of the people who joined up, which is a tremendous oilam. And then he writes, Hatsha'ocha ayomim liYisrael b'mitzrayim, v'chazu lilmoid ma'aseyem v'lavoid kochovim k'moysam, chutz mi'shevet levi, sh'amad b'mitzvahs avos u'me'oilam lo'avad shevet levi avoidus kochovim. So the Masayra continues with shevet levi intact, all the way to Maimed HaSinai. But the rest of Klal Yisrael, v'kimat kot, it's like it would say in Yiddish, ot, you know, almost, it was hanging on a thread. Hoya, what was the problem? Hoya ikar, the yesoid, sheshosal Avram, ne'ekar, would be completely uprooted. V'choizlin b'nei Yaakov, l'toos ha'oilam, v'to'u yosan. To'u yosan, to'ya baderach, tof ayin hei. To'us is a mistake. To'u yosan means they're straying away from the path, off the derech. What is he talking about? Chazru. What's the Chazru? The Chazru is Bimei Anosh. You know, as the Rambam says, whatever Avraham Avinu accomplished was almost completely erased. And we're right back where we started. Ad, Rambam says, Me'avas Hashem Osanu, Mishamas Hashvu al Avraham Avinu, Osa Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shalkala Nevi'im, Ushlochai. Kivin shen is nabi Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Hashem Yisrael l'nachlo hichtirim b'mitzvus v'idiyam derech avadosoy ma'yiyam mishpat avayis kochovim v'chol atoyim achareon. What's that mean? Hob ma'zagay sa'agdoma. So Terez says the Rambam wants to tell you a lot of things. One of the yesoides that he wants to tell you, by the way, before we get to the Iker yesoid. The Iker yesoid is b'mei enosh. But before we get to the Iker yesoid, there's one more yesoid besides everything else that we saw. Avram needs to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam in a vacuum, completely by himself. Masaira begins from Avraham, not to Avraham. The Eiver Hayarden Yoshua Alasechem Lefonim Terach Avi Avraham Vavi Nocha Vayavdu Elohim Achem Vaekachas Avichem Eiver Anor. This Vaekachas Avichem Eiver Anor that Yoshua is talking about, that's in our Agoda, is a Yisoid that, starting with Avraham Avinu, there's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a Klal Yisrael, to create them and give them the Torah and Eretz Kanan. Until then, they're all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So how did Avraham Avinu, before the Va'ekach, how did he come? So you could say that the Pasuk Va'ekach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired Avraham Avinu. You could say that. All of these Medrashim, this is not in the Torah. In the Torah it says, Vayom Hashem el Avraham lech lecha me'aretzcha mimoladetcha. So if a person wanted to, without this Rambam, without Chazals, he could say that Avraham Avinu was also in the same, would have been in the same boat, except for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired him, revealed himself to him, and now he knows he's an Eibishter. So now that he knows he's an Eibishter, everything has changed. Kamash Malon, the Rambam that says no. The whole Va'ekach is after he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely on his own. Why does the Rambam need that so badly? So there are many things you could say. But it would seem to me the simplest thing to say is Pashut. The Rambam is convinced that coming to a Hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because it's a natural thing. It's inevitable. You have to acknowledge it. It's not something that's only given over b'nevuah. It's not only b'masayra. That's the Rambam's Lahamin v'leida sheyesham motzui rishon. Is it Lahamin or is it Leida? The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchus Yesoidei HaTorah, when he speaks to Aleph Beis, right at the beginning, Yesoidei HaYesoidos V'Amud HaChochmos Leida SheYesham Motzi Rishon. So the Rambam in the Yad, he says Leida SheYesham Motzi Rishon. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he speaks about, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he speaks about Lahamin. It's Leida and Lahamin. But when it comes to the Mitzvahs Aseh, of Minyan HaMitzvahs in the Yad HaChazaka, when it comes to the mitzvahs, in when he talks about the mitzvah, I just read it to you, Leida SheYesham Eloka. What does it mean, Leida? How is it Leida unless it's Lahamin? Because if my father tells me, then it's Lahamin. If I know it on my own, it's Leida. So he says that the Leida of the Rambam is because Avraham Avinu comes to this Hasaga himself. He comes to this maskon. The Rambam describes this chazals, but the Rambam describes, the question is at what age, ben arboim hikir es boir, ben shaloshonim hikir es boir, and the Ravid, and the Rambam, and the Eitzis, and the Teirutzim. But the Iker, with all of those yesodos that the Rambam is introducing to us, the Iker yesod of why did the Rambam create a Perek Aleph, is at the beginning of the Rambam. And that when they ended up becoming like the Mitzrim, they were choizer to their toes and their straying from the path. Bimei enosh. Thus is the umfang from the Rambam. The Rambam learns that this is enosh. This is enosh. Not everyone is masking that it started with enosh. Some say it started after enosh. But the Rambam includes enosh. Bimei enosh. Tohu bnei odom. Tohu's godol. That's the toes that he spoke about later. They went back to the toes. Tohu's godol. So the Rambam here is answering a Gvaldik Akasha. How is it possible that Ribbono Shel Olam creates Adam, and it's crystal clear that Sadat Eibishter have developed, and suddenly they don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? So he says, because they made a mistake. In other words, it starts out with Emunah in Hashem. It's not that they abandoned Hashem completely or forgot that Hashem exists. It's Adarabba, within the context of believing in Hashem. That's a Gvaldika Yisoid. And the Rambam says, that's the ikar. There's nothing like having musical accompaniment when you're learning Torah. Mamish. And it does wonders for the concentration of the Maggid Shir, you should know also. B'mei Enosh Tov B'nei Adam Toz Gadol V'nivara Atzas Chachmei Oysa Hador. They became Bar, Ish Bar Lo Yeda Uksil Lo Yoven Azois V'nivara Das Ois Chachmei Oysa Hador V'Enosh Atzmoy Min Atoyim Oyu. It's like important for the Rambam to know that Adam Sheish Enosh. You see, Chazal asked the Kasha, what do you stop right there? Adam Sheish Enosh, that's it? Divrei Yomim? So he says, Adam Sheish Enosh were real Adam. Afterwards, everybody's like monkeys. That's a Chazal. So he says, no, it started even with before they became monkeys. Before they became low, they were already making that mistake. What was the mistake? Vizu Haysa Ta'usam. And the Rambam's going to tell you, I'm going to tell you what the mistake was. Amru! Hayu, for Elikim bara kechavim elu v'galgalim lahanigas oilam, v'nosnam b'amorim v'cholak lahem kavoid, v'im shamoshim ha'meshamshim lefonov, ru'uyim heim l'shabchum lefarom v'lachlok lahem kavoid. The emison is, it's very fascinating, but using our terminology, the Rambam starts out that the first mistake was the mistake of Hilchos Shvuos. And from that mistake became the mistake of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam is saying, at the beginning, there was no Havamina to worship any of these Kaifas. The Havamina was to praise them, to appreciate them, because they are the source of our life. They are the powers that are in front of us. Lach loik lohem kavod. That was the beginning. That was the beginning of the Tos. And they said, V'zehu rotzein hakel baruch hu legadol ulechabed mishegidloi v'kibdoi. He was Megadol them. He was Mechabed them. He makes them forever, and so on and so forth. He makes them great. He gives them that aura of authority, then we have to acknowledge that aura of authority. He's Mechabed them, we have to be Mechabed them. That's like V'alach the Bedrochov. V'zeo arotz and Kel Baruch Hu, I repeat. L'gadol l'chabed mishigidloi v'chibdoi. K'mo sha'amelech roitze l'chabed oimdom l'fonov. And v'zeo k'vayde sh'amelech. If you mechabed the sarim of the palace, you are thereby indirectly mechabed the melech himself. Kivin sh'olo dovazal libam. Oh, so Eibazei, let's make a big asek out of it. How do you make a big asek? So you make a business. That's so, what happened.
Till melech, it's okay? Where does the Tos start?
The Tos already started, but it's not.
How is it different from Israel?
It's not Avodah Zarah.
How is it different from Israel? So,
No, it's not Avodah Zarah. He's not saying that they are powers that determine our life.
So where does Avodah Zarah start?
You'll soon see. But right now he's not yet by Avodah Zarah. Kivin sh'olah dovazah alibam hischilu livnoi sakachovim heicholois, building palaces, akvivim karbonis, l'shapchum afarvam bedvarim, l'shtachavos l'mulam, kidei lahasig retzoin ha'boirei, he means ha'boirei yizbarach, v'yisala, he means Hashem. Kidei lahasig retzoin ha'boirei b'day tamarah. They understood, and this was of course a terrible mistake, that if they're mechabed the mesharsim enough, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be pleased. And there's still a total emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh ha'yo ikar avodes kochav. V'kach ha'yomim mo'evdeha ha'yoidim ikara. Lo'y she'im oimim she'ein shom eloha elo koichav zeh. Hu she'yim yo oimim mi lo yiracha melech ha'goyim kilucha yo'asa. Everybody has acknowledgement of Hashem. You see how far the world has gone in a different direction from the Rambam's time. Ki b'chol ha'chachmei ha'goyim, and certainly from the Navi's time, Yirmiyahu, kol chachmei ha'goyim b'chol ma'chusa me'ein kamoicha, the whole world acknowledges that there's no one like you anywhere. U'ba'achas yivaru v'yichoslu, musa havolim eitzhu. I bring the pasuk.
You already said that this is Ikar Avodah.
Yeah. I'll get to it in a minute. I'll explain what I said before and I'll be masbir. Yeah. So where do I have the pasuk? I have it somewhere here. Yeah, on page 3. The next sheet. Me'ein kamoich Hashem godol ato v'godol shimcha b'gvura. Mi'loi yir'acho melech ha'goyim kilcho yo'osa. Ki mecho chachme ha'goyim mecho machusim ein kamoicha. Then the pasuk says, uva'achas yivaru v'yichsolu. In one thing they made this terrible mistake. What does it mean, ba'achas? Because they really still believe in Hashem. Mm-hmm. So what's the but there's a mistake that they made. What is it? Musar havolim eitz hu. They acknowledge the eitz as a god, even though he's eitz, or kesef muruka mitarshish yuvazor v'zov me'ufaz, ma'aseh chorosh v'yidei tzorev, t'cheles v'agomon, levusha ma'aseh chachomim kulam, they're all ma'aseh odom, and all this paraphernalia, whatever the material is, gold, silver, eitz, and they bow down to that. That's ba'achas yivaru v'yikosel. But milo yorocha, mi'eim b'chom achusam ein kamoicha. So the Rambam says like this. They believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they wanted to be meshabeach these koichos. Then there was once, this was a slippery slope, at least that's the way I understand the Rambam, that there was a middle stage. It was a slippery slope that ended up that they started taking these koichos as the source, that if you appease them, if you bow down to them, if you cry out to them, they will accommodate you. So he's granting them the koichos of hashgacha, interessant, that they are basically denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayochel. And that's bimei enosh. So again, you have this idea that the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Ikar tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avodah Zarah, the Isur of Avodah Zarah is that you believe in Hashem, but you bow down to these koichos, because Ozav Hashem is Haaretz. And that's the Rambam that speaks about Va'achash Orcha Yomim. Now it gets worse. What is it? Amdu bibnei Adam Nevi'ei Sheker Va'amru Shakel Tziva Va'amalahem Ivdu Koichav Ploinu Akol Akochavim Yakrivuloi V'nischuloi Kach V'kach U'benuloi Heichol Va'asu Tzurasoi Kedei Lishtacha V'isloi Kol Ha'am Ha'anoshim V'aktanim Sho Ami Oretz U'modi Alohem Tzula Shebodo Miliboi. This Navi Sheker thinks of a certain image, and he creates it, and he establishes that this is the image that I got from Shamayim, a Nevuah, Zuhi Tzuras HaKoichav Ploini Shoydiu B'Nevuasai. V'schilu Azerech Zuh Lassis Tzurois Be'Echolois V'Tachas Ha'ilonis B'Roshi Ha'orim Balad Vois M'skapsim Tachvim Lehem V'Oimun L'Cholom Shezu HaTzuah Metivo Maria. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam's going one step further. Until now, the Eitz V'Evan meant nothing. What was the source of authority and the source of hashpah, the karchovim, the mazolois, the bruim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that are uniquely endowed? Then the Nevi'ei Sheker rose up and translated that to a worship of physical objects. Now all of a sudden you're bowing down to a stone, to a tree, to a piece of wood, to a pesel, and you are worshipping the pesel as if the pesel has kayach over you. This is the next stage in Avodah Zarah. Sha'koichav agalgal, and he writes, v'schilu koizvim acherim, and they say that if you, that this tzura is metiva maria, and koyaneim amrim lem, sheba'avodah zu terbu v'tatzlichu v'asu kach v'kach, v'al tasu kach v'kach. They make a whole shulchan aruch of pluses and minuses based on worshipping this tzura. V'schilu koizvim acherim, other liars la'amayv, v'loyma sha'koichav atzma agalgal amaloch, diber imam, not just a machshava that it's kedai to be mechabed them, but he's telling them befeirush, worship me, and telling them how to worship. Suddenly, he says, the next step is that they forgot the Ribbono Shel Olam. This ends up to be pure Avodah Zarah. Shochuchu Hashem HaNichbad V'Anorim B'Bikol HaYikum.
Was Adar Marishan still alive at this point?
No. This is long after Adar Marishan was still alive. I don't know. He doesn't say. At this point, he's not being Mazbir. Maybe this is after Noach even. I don't know. But he says, Kibin Sho'ocha Ayomin Nishtakach Hashem HaNichbad V'Anorim B'Bikol HaYikum Midaitom V'lo Hikiruhu. This is the false Masorah of Avodah Zarah. It's like the false Masorah of Christianity and Islam. Once you're born into it, then you are That's what he says. And then he says, V'chachomim shayu bahem, k'goin k'aneyem k'ayotze bahem, v'damim she'en shom eloa elo ha'koychovim v'agalgalom, she'nasu atzuris ha'elu b'glolom. He says, even the Chachomim lost touch with the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no knowledge of Hashem anymore, b'chlav. It starts out with a toes based on Hashem, and it ends up that they forgot about Hashem completely. That's the history of Avodah Zarah. And v'lo yoydoi, right? Lo hoya shum adam shoya makiroi v'lo yoydoi elo yechidim. Ba'oilam, kegoyin chanoich, mesushelach, noyach, shame for Ava.
Before Noach, it seems to be saying that this is
before Noach. It's before Noach and after Noach. Because
yeah,
he says the only Yechidim, because it's still Avraham Avinu. So it's before Noach and it's after Noach. Val derech zeh ha'olam ha'olich mezgalgal at sh'noilad amudah shel olam for who Avraham Avinu. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam is telling me a gvaldika yesoid in the history of Avodah Zarah. But I think that with all that he says, there's certain yesoidists that come out. Besides that Avraham discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely on his own, kiven shenigma leisan zeh, he starts the next halacha gimel, hischel shoytet v'daitoy v'kata, etc., etc. The fact that he brought over and created a masoira of the knowledge of Hashem, turned thousands of people towards the knowledge of Hashem, they came down to Mitzrayim and they changed in Mitzrayim and they almost lost it except for Shevet Levi. The same Shevet Levi that's the Memuna Acha Memuna. And then Shevet Levi is the only ones that don't worship Avodah Zarah. And after that, the Rambam tells us, they went back to that Tos and they Kemat lost the Masoira except for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned the Masoira to them. It's very interesting. He doesn't say that Shevet Levi restored the Masoira. He says, no, he had to bring Moshe Rabbeinu into the picture, and he taught Klal Yisrael the Torah, which has Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And then the Rambam says, Ikra Tziva V'Veis Kachom Shalai Lavid Echad Mikol Avarim.
That Moshe Rabbeinu
has to be from Shevet Levi. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was from Shevet Levi in Ochanami. That the Rambam doesn't say that explicitly, but it's mashma like that. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but I covered about 3.5 pages. So the question is, do we have all night, or what's the minute?
Definitely don't have tomorrow, we can come back tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow.
Definitely don't have
I'm asking. Let me tell you, Bekitz and Nimrods, like a table of contents of what you have in the rest of the notes, you can take it home. There's a very, very important, all the drushes around are gvaldik important, but b'negeli in yonenu, there's a very important drusha saran, drush chi. And that drush is a big arichus, which also has many inyonim. But in yonenu, he has a very, very interesting mahalach here about the psukim in Voschan and Yishom l'choshmon ashecha pentishka zadvar masharu einecha. Amongst the things that he says there, which is very fascinating, is that if the Eibishter wanted to, he should have made Maimer HaSinai even more of a spectacle. You know, in other words, you know, do it the way Cecil DeMille did it. You know, why do you just have Stama Maimer HaSinai? So the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to create tmunas. He only creates koilos brokim, he has esh, but there's no tmunas Hashem yabit. And that, he says, would have been much more profoundly impressed upon B'nai Yisrael forever than just the Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. They heard the Ribbono Shel'Olam, right? Zulasi Koil, Usmuna Enchem Royim Zulasi Koil. Why, he wants to know. Why not go for broke? Why not create a Tmuna that, because he says the Koyach HaRe'iyah is stronger and more suited for memory than the Koyach HaShmiya. So why not see it in full technicolor? Kamash Malon, he says, because the Ribbono Shel'Olam does not want him to have any sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's associated with Avodah Zarah. There's no tzura. You know, I always say that we taka have a lot of trouble davening to Hashem. We do. We have trouble concentrating, we have trouble davening. But in a certain way, it's to our credit. It sounds strange, but I think it's exactly what the Ran was saying. we never created a tzura to daven to. Because a person wants to have something concrete in front of them. You're davening to a concept almost. You're davening to an Ein Sof. Okay, we say Avinu. And we say, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. But where's the Tata? I don't see him. So you have to conjure up a Tata. How do you conjure up a Tata when there's all kinds of Isuri Avli Dezara? Yishposhet. So the Teretz is, Einochanami. When we speak about Lifnei Hashem, and davening is Lifnei Hashem, but what you see in front of you is just a wall. That's all you see. And the Jew never allowed himself to think otherwise. Mashiach came other religions. You know this interesting thing? That even the Chacham Ovadia and a number of tshuvas thinks that Islam is Avodah Zarah. It's a pellet de gezach. It's all discussion about whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Whether it's just Shituv, Avodah Zarah. He says Islam. He said when they go to Mecca and they bow down in the Kaaba to the stone, they really bowing down to a stone. As they shrived. He came from Chacham Ovadia Yosef. Right. Yeah. Anyhow, the point is that in a way you could understand that. That if there's something concrete that you're bowing down to, you can talk to him. You can talk to it, at least. When there's nothing there. So this is the Yesod HaYesodis that he says that the Rebbe Shem refused to do that. That's one of his Yesodis. Then he takes the Rambam to task. Let me show you just where it is. Look at the bottom of page 5. I'm not going to read it. I'm just telling you where to look. So he speaks about the Rambam.
Which page?
The bottom of 5. Mitzurav Achshev Hakdomes, he writes, V'afu Pishar Rambam Kosav, the second line of the last paragraph. And he says, Amoyde kepshat in anoichiv lo yilucha mipi agvura. And that pshat is diametrically opposite of the Rambam. And Mamela, he retouches the whole inyan of Anochi Hashem lo kecha shotzei sicha meretz Mitzrayim. It's mamish meiridik. It's really, really kedai to learn. We don't have time to do it. Another point that I wanted to make is in the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam on page 8. This is stam an interesting nekuda. Maschu begnus of Rav is mitchilo ovdei avodah zarah hayu avodei seinu, right? So look at the Lashon HaRambam. Shemesaper Eich Shehayinu Lifnei Shebo Avram Kaifrim U'Meshatfim. I thought that that's a fascinating thing. Kaifrim U'Meshatfim means that there are those who stop believing in Hashem altogether. That's how he describes at the end. And at the beginning it was Meshatfim because they believed in Hashem, but they believed that there was a Koyach that's really governing over them. And finally, it's a very interesting shtickle in the Pshamshin of Gol Hirsch, where he says a pshat, very interesting pshat. The Pasuk says, look at the bottom of page 8. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Gimel, Vayelech vayavid Elohim acherim vayishtachu lohem, v'lashemesh ola yoreach, olechol tzva hashamayim asher lo tzivisi. How do you touch the words asher lo tzivisi? So he says, everybody teaches that I, Hashem, did not command that you should bow down to them. And he doesn't like that pshat at all, and he fights against it. And you know what he teaches? He says that the pshat is Vayishtachu lohem v'lashem eshal erech ochot so shamayim, that you understand loy tzivisi. Meaning, take a look just the last words that he says. The last words. The last page, the last lines. He speaks that there's a difference between identifying an Avodah Zarah that derives from Hashem and gets his koach from Hashem, and an Avodah Zarah that separates completely from Hashem and derives its internal koach from itself. That is the ultimate koach. And that's his taich asher lo tzivisi. That they worship koichos which they don't relate back to Hashem. There is not a koyach that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at his lashon. He writes, Let's look just to list 8 or 10 lines. The line that begins Avodah Zarah Perigimel. Shumkach nira lonu shaloshin asher lo tzivisi musav el v'chol tshva hashamayim. Hasomach lefonov. Hakoylo gamis hashemish v'hayoreach. V'nimtza. Shedavka oysa avoida. Dafka oysa avoida. Zora. She'ein ba mishum elilius gemura hutsa miklal hadiyun hazeh. He says that we are not talking about the kind of avodah zarah that still hangs on to a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We're talking about an avodah zarah that severed itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Ki akosuv maskir kan shnei sugim Elohim acherim Elohei havli elilius she'ein lohem kol mitzius mamoshis v'chol avodah shtachavoyo hamufnei saleim Kolelis mei eleho es ha'akora belohusam, v'shemesh v'yoreach v'kol tzva shamayim, shem yitzurim mamoshiim v'alei koyach v'ashpa, v'avoida lehem nechsheves avoidazor gemura rakim heim nitfosim b'koyach ha'ashpa osam ke'elim atzmoyim. You know, he's saying, a merid kazach, and you have to be ma'ayin more carefully, that if one would believe that they only derive their koyach from Hashem, but that they are ba'alei koyach, then that would not be that the Avodah Zarah that the Torah is talking about. And he says that the Chasaron, see, if you conjure up a God that doesn't exist, Bechlal, so then that itself is pure Avodah Zarah. But if you're talking about real Koichos, the sun does have power. I don't mean that it has power, I don't think Reb Shamshon Lahirsch thought that it had power in the sense of Kachovim Mazolos, that the Mazolos have Hashpois, like you speak about the horoscopes or whatever. But I think that he's saying that Lemaisa, they do have koyach. They are forces that govern the universe, that provide the power, provide energy, provide light, and so on and so forth. They move the world. They determine its destiny in that way. Even solar storms create havoc with our communications and so on and so forth. I mean, there's power there. It's real. It's not oisgetracht. But the power was severed completely from Hashem. V'Hashem Yisroel Kol Tzva Shemaim Shem Yitzur Mamoshim Balei Koyach V'Hashpa. V'Avoid Olam Nachsheves Avodah Zarah Gemura Rakim Heim Nitfosim B'Koyach Hashpa Osam Ke'elim Atzmoyim. Only if they have, they're identified as having their own authority, their own power. V'Zo Eifu Pirush HaKosuv. V'Hashem Yisroel Kol Tzva Shemaim Asher L'Da'atoi Lo Tzivisim. Have a oimer who oved umishtach v'lohem mitoch ha'hanocha. Lo tzivisim means that's how he's oved. He's oved as if Hashem was not mitzavah them. Meaning, translate into the positive. He's oved koichos that function completely on their own. They don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't derive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the koichos. They are it. L'daitoi lo tzivisim. I, of course, did command them, and I give them their koich, and they're governed by the rules of nature, by the laws of physics. Aber, they think that their power is unto themselves. Shlo kiblu mimeni, Hashem is speaking, shlo kiblu mimeni is ma'modam ba'olam, ve'enam sovim l'mashmosei, nor do they pay any attention to my rules. And that's what he says as the pshat of Asher lo tzivisim. In any case, I just wanted to be mesayim that we are in a door where that, unfortunately, all of this, Avodah Zarah, is not our biggest problem. Our biggest problem is fundamental emunah in Hashem. Every once in a while, they quote geniuses of this sort, of that sort, very high IQs, that argue that this whole idea of believing in Hashem is a fantasy. It's not just the opiate of the masses, of Karl Marx, etc., etc., but it's really part of the whole thing is a baba maisa. They can't explain the Big Bang, what's before the Big Bang, and what creates the Big Bang, but it doesn't bother them to accuse that. I pointed out, and this is just the only machshava that I'll say, the hour is late, I pointed out that the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah says, Okel agodol v'nichbar hazeh, mitzvah l'avoy so yil yira mimenu. Mahi aderech l'avosi yizbarach. How do you achieve avos Hashem? What do you do? So he says, "B'shoshem is b'nei adam b'maisav ubru of hanifloim, v'yir mehem chachmasa shein la'erech v'loikets, miyadu mishabeach mufoyer misavetai v'gdoil leidas Hashem agadol." And that's all Shadavid Omar, Soma nafshi lelukim lekeil choy. He looks at nature, he looks at the cell, he looks at the brain cell, the brain cells, and contemplates the synapse as the electrical current is created, and how that motivates the muscles, and how the whole of the human body is a machine that works perfectly, even though a million things could go wrong at any moment, as we sometimes see the people in the hospitals. And Lamaisa, most people function. And the whole tzur of the Bria and everything revolves around a basic principle. Scientists haven't yet come to the absolute maskon of the unified field theory, but Lamaisa, they're almost there. They see that the laws that govern the atom and the laws that govern the cosmos and the laws that govern the biology are one and the same. It's the chmeridik, no? And the Rambam says, b'shoshim izbonim b'dvarim eilu atzmam, that's Yira. What's Yira? He's margish that he's a birya k'tana afeilu shveilu omedes b'deya kalamutu lifnei t'mim deyos. And that's also what David HaMelech said, mo enosh ki siskeren. So this Rambam was by me always a pella. Who are the ones that are best suited to come to Avos Hashem? The scientists. If a scientist knows how incredible the cell works, and every day there's a new discovery, and it's so complicated, and everything knacks, and everything is based on the same yesodis, is the chmuzah d'chkumen tzahakorah, that there's an unbelievable Baal Abira. If Avraham, even Avraham Avinu didn't know any of these things, and he came to the maskana there's a Baal Abira. So halachas kama v'kama, and most of them are very vite from it. And some people say that ultimately they do believe in something. Abaviyasong, maybe Einstein believed, maybe others don't believe. But there are plenty of scientists today that come out the favorites, they don't believe in anything. So how could it be? So the teretz is, you can't start with Perek Beis. That's the point. You can be mizbeinin in a cell and come to maskana that you're a genius. That's the maskana you'll come to. That I figured this out. That I won the Nobel Prize. That everybody understands that I discovered DNA. And because of that, there's a genome. And because of that, we've figured out the genome. And because of that, we can clone human beings. So, I am God. Ultimately, I am God. So if you wipe out Perek Aleph of Yesodei HaTorah, then Perek Beis can't do anything for you. Then there will not be B'shoa She'yizbeinen Adam B'maisav U'bruav HaNifloim. Because it's not Ma'asav, it's Ma'asenu. And it's not Bruav, it's Bruenu. And it's not HaNifloim She'en Lemerech Loi Kates. We'll get there. We will have a case. We will figure it all out. It's just a matter of time. And that gaiva prevents a person from acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the ikar problem that we're up against. The colleges is rife with anti-Semitism. It's rife with anti-Israel. It's rife with this liberal poison. But what it's most rife with is this attitude that there's no such thing as a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. This is really the Makas Medina of today. This is the real Makas Medina of today. And I often think if the Rambam would have written now, today, he maybe would have written even Hilchos Avodah Zarah differently. He would have added this Nakuda, that the Kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu today is Noir V'ayim. It started with Spinoza, maybe it started with before Spinoza, but the Maisa, the Untish Teshura is that today we have a legacy from Spinoza and from the Kavose and reform and so on and so forth. They kept whittling down that the Torah is ancient and the Torah is not forever and the Torah is not telling you the total emes, and there's a lot of things in the Torah, including that there was no such thing as Yetzias Mitzrayim, which even rabbis in quotation marks coming out and saying that this whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and this and that, this is all stories. All stories. And this is the Ikar Chesaron in the Chesaron Emunah today, not so much the Avodah Zarah of today. However, having said that, there's another Makas Medina that comes from a different direction, and that's what's called the Buju, the Jew that believes in Buddhism, the Jew that goes up to India and goes to a guru, and he doesn't even know anything about his Yiddishkeit Bechlal and his Krichs to Elohim Acherim, which for most Poskim hold is a total Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah Mamish. Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, we have a lot going against us. And Afal Pi Kein, I pointed out that there are four banim in the Haggadah. There's one bain that's in the plural. Who is that? Ki Yisholcha Bincha, singular. Right? Vigadata Le Bincha, singular. Right? Tama hu ayme mazois. Singular. There's one bein that's in the plural. V'hoyo ki yomeru aleichem b'neichem mo avodah zois lachem. The Rosh. The Rosh is in the plural. As Eidos given in Mitzrayim, Echad Mechamisha came out, and Zaydos Haint, and we're still there, and we're still alive, and we're still waiting for Mashiach to come to the Meir of Yom.